Hello and welcome back. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington with As It Is, a program that tells you about interesting things happening in our world. At the same time, it offers you a chance to learn and improve your American English. Today, we have two stories for you. First, we hear from Thailand, where health officials are concerned about the rising number of HIV cases in young people. Why is this happening? What can be done about it? Then, it's time to batter up. One person who played in baseball's Little League championships this year was special. If you would like to find out why, stay right where you are and listen to As It Is. Here is part one. An increasing number of young people in Thailand are becoming infected with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. The United Nations Children's Fund released a report about HIV on August 25th. The report said people in Thailand between the ages of 15 and 24 have about 70% of the HIV infections caused by sex. Researchers gathered information from almost 2,000 young people in Thailand who are members of the groups that have a higher risk of becoming infected with HIV. Researchers said infection rates are rising in young people who sell sex for money and who use needles to put drugs into their bodies. Young men who have unprotected sex with other men are also increasingly infected with HIV. Researchers said they wanted to tell these groups to be more careful about having sex. However, they say it is becoming more difficult to communicate with young people. Robert Gass is the HIV/AIDS chief in Thailand for UNICEF. He said 10 or 15 years ago, health workers could easily talk to young people about having safe sex. Health workers could enter a bar where homosexuals go and talk to them about the importance of using condoms. But now, he says, many people can just use the internet to find sexual partners. He says they are able to find these partners using apps on their smartphones. Health workers say women who work in Thailand's prostitution centers are better protected from HIV. Women in these centers understand how to avoid the virus, and they take steps to keep from getting infected. However, the UNICEF study found that female sex workers in Thailand, who are not Thai, often cannot use the country's free health services. They also may not get important information about how to prevent HIV. And another group of young women is at higher risk of getting the virus. Those who have sex for money, but do not work all the time as sex workers. Mr. Gass says this group includes university students and young girls. He says they meet the people they will have sex with on the street or at bars. He says they really don't have the life skills and negotiating ability to ensure that the partners that they spend time with are using condoms. Researchers estimate about 500,000 people in Thailand are living with HIV. At one time, AIDS was the top killer in the country. Now, the disease is number 5. It is responsible for 4% of all deaths in Thailand. You are listening to The Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. To many people, it may have looked like just another child's baseball game in the United States. But the Little League World Series that ended last weekend was more than that. It was the largest competition for the best, the most dedicated, and the most disciplined of the world's young baseball players. This year, one player received special attention for throwing the ball very fast. But the player got even more attention because, in a game mainly played by boys, she is a girl. Ana Mateo, you're up.
Monet Davis is currently one of the most talked-about athletes in the U.S. She has been on the front page of her hometown paper, the Philadelphia Inquirer. TV ratings of her games are the highest ever on the sports network ESPN for Little League Baseball. And she will be the first Little League player ever to appear on the cover of Sports Illustrated magazine in late August. But why all the attention? Monet Davis is not the first girl to play Little League Baseball. Katherine Johnston Mazur was. Back in 1950, Katherine Johnston Mazur cut her hair, called herself Tubby, and joined a Little League Baseball team in the city of Corning, New York. When it was discovered that she was a girl, the league created a rule banning girls from playing. The Tubby Rule, as it was known, would stand for 24 years. Baseball is mainly a boys' sport, but Monet Davis is outstanding at it. She plays on the U.S. Mid-Atlantic regional team, called the Tanny Dragons. They are a group of kids from the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The city is known for its working-class culture and for its love of sports. Philadelphia is where the legend of the boxer Rocky was born. The Tanny Dragons made it to the World Series after Monet Davis pitched a shutout game against a team from Newark, New Jersey, in a regional championship game. In baseball, a shutout is a game in which the pitcher does not let the other team score. Without scoring, you cannot win a baseball game. And that is how her team made it to the World Series. No one could hit Monet's pitches. It is reported that she can throw the ball over 100 kilometers an hour. She is the first girl to have pitched a shutout in the Little League World Series tournament. Dawn Staley is also a Philadelphia native and a basketball player who has won 3 gold medals in the Olympics. Ms. Staley says Monet represents an important sports message. It's just a baseball, Ms. Stanley says. We need to really look at it like that. It's just a baseball. Anyone who picks up a ball is just playing. Ms. Staley says that the Little League World Series gave Monet a huge opportunity to show her baseball abilities. She reminds us that there are many girls playing just as well, but who have not had this much attention. She calls them diamonds in the rough, or unpolished diamonds. Monet Davis is not just a good player.